Well, we are trying to tour the country, and because in order to address the gatherings very effectively, we applied to the police for the use of a public address system. That application was submitted on the 2nd of April, and about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, we got a response that they want to have a timeline about the scheduled meeting. And my response was that the request was not made in good faith. They had this application since on the 2nd. Whatever further clarification they wanted could have been, the request could have been made for that, but they couldn't wait until in less than 24 hours before my departure making such a request. And we thought that this was a refusal for us to use public address system. So we decided that we will go ahead with our program without using any public address system. Our first scheduled meeting was an attempt to interrupt our first scheduled meeting at SL. The senior police officer that accompanied the other officers came in and interrupted me whilst I was addressing the meeting and insisted that I will not be interrupted. And then we held the meeting, finished, and then we then left our second scheduled place of meeting. Just in the outskirts of the settlement, we found the police physically barricaded the highway by placing their police vehicles on the road so that no one would have access. And we had that standoff for almost 2 hours, and they withdrew, not really left the place, but then went off-road, had reinforcement with some police officers, and in fact, the riot squad brought in the riot squad, I guess, ready to assault us. We are waiting to see what happens.
Mr. Dabo, what part of Gambia are you? Are you in Banjul or where?
We are in Niumey, in the North Bank region of the Gambia, a few kilometers away from the Senegalese border. That's where we are.
Now, why are you touring the country?
Well, every political party has the right to go about the country, touch base with grassroots supporters, and also try to convince others who do not support your party, try to convince them by your policy so that they can switch their allegiance to your party. This is what we are doing. And of course, we are forced to do this because we do not have access to the media. So the only way that you can reach out to your people is to go out to the rural areas and touch base with them. You cannot do it through the media.
Mr. Dabo, you've been in opposition for some time now in the Gambia. There have been so many human rights reports lately about the Gambia. What is it like for you in terms of your right of movement, political affiliation? What is it like for you?
Well, what is happening to me now just shows that there is absolutely no regard by the government of the Gambia for opposition parties. There is absolute intolerance for them, therefore for opposition parties in the Gambia. In fact, what is being done is to stifle opposition in the country. There is a great deal of pretense that Gambia espouses democratic values. The government does not believe in democracy. All that this government wants is to have a one-party state. And what they are now doing is an indication of what is going to happen in the 2016 elections. They now start creating all sorts of obstacles for the main opposition party. And I'm sure they would want to continue with that so that come the next elections, the opposition will be left in a situation of helplessness, and they will just go into the motions of election just for the sake of it.
As you know, there was this report of an attempted coup d'etat, and human rights groups have asked the government not to execute people that it has found guilty. What is happening now?
Well, let me say that the government denies that there was an attempted coup d'etat. The government said there was a rebellion, and the president himself that no member of the Gambia Armed Forces was part of it. But then we've just seen the court martial that has convicted serving members of the Gambia Armed Forces. So it was misleading to tell the people that it was a rebellion. It was not an attempted coup. It was an attempted coup by every definition. People, the court martial has found the accused person guilty. Sentenced some of them to death. They have a right of appeal, and I hope that the government will allow these people to exercise their constitutional rights of appeal up to the Supreme Court. And I also hope that if the Supreme Court, the last court of appeal, considers that the appeal lacks merit, I hope that none of them will be executed, because that would certainly be killing people, murdering people, for what I consider political offenses.
Now, you said you tried to get a PA system from the police. Do you have your own sound system that you can use to hold political rallies?
No, I did not try to get a PA system from the police. I tried to get a permit from the police for the use of a PA system that my party owns. So because the Public Order Act, so for the time being, requires any person who wants to use a public address system to obtain permission of the Inspector General of Police. And that is the application that we submitted. We never submitted an application to hold a meeting because under the Constitution, we have a right to assemble. We have a right to hold meetings. So we are not asking anybody for permit to exercise our right. It is the use of the public address system that we asked permission for, which was rejected. And we said we'll go ahead with our meeting by exercising our constitutional right of assembly.